No, that's politically incorrect.
Introducing Ellie Weber, 901 Sharp, in the Tuesday morning to fill in and the time frame for mitzvot.
Okay, so yes, I'm cheating.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of, say, from mitzvot the Rambam, we're in the middle of Dine Momonos.
Yeah.
But what happened was, I gave a shiur on Shabbos, and the ideas. The ideas were great,
yeah,
as usual.
Okay.
But it also it plays into themes we've spoken about. So I'm going off topic,
okay,
and want to use the mitzvah of tefillin, which appeared in this past week's parasha for the first time, as a model in which to explore the following issue, which is, what's the time frame for mitzvahs in the Torah? Let's have a quick conversation about what the time frame is. Do an easy one. What's the time frame for the mitzvah of eating matzah?
First night.
How do you know?
Because
it says in the Torah.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
It says in the Torah. This is the date. It says in the Torah when you have to blow shofar. It says in the Torah when you have to sit in a sukkah. Okay, that's easy. What's the time frame for a mitzvah like Ahavat Hashem or Yirat Hashem?
All the time.
So there is no time frame, but the general understanding, and I think it's right, is that it's what's called a mitzvah tumidit.
Yes.
Which could mean one of two things. You have to do it all the time, which is strange, because how would you do anything else, right? Or any time that you do it, you yotzei the mitzvah. Okay? Now, what about a mitzvah like mezuzah?
You have a timer, like it hooks up. You have 30 days to put it up.
30 days. If you're in Israel,
First of all, it's a conditional mitzvah.
You have to have
right?
House.
When the condition happens, right? When the condition is fulfilled, then either the clock starts ticking or it's an everyday. It's hard to know, but okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a mitzvah like tefillah? Davening. What do we think?
When the opportunity first arises.
Wait, so just first of all, how often, what's the time frame for the mitzvah of tefillah?
You're right.
So each tefillah is different.
It's also
Okay, so you're saying, right, you're saying there's a time frame for Shabbos, a time frame for Mincha, but we're doing mitzvahs d'oraisa in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Nobody thinks Shachris is d'oraisa. Nobody thinks Mincha is d'oraisa. They think tefillah is d'oraisa. What's the time frame for tefillah? What would you say?
Whenever you want.
Okay. When are you... We'll do another way. Okay. If the time frame for eating matzah is Leil HaSeder, so when are you mevatel, God forbid, the mitzvah of eating matzah?
After the sunrise.
When the day ends. Okay. Right? When are you mevatel the mitzvah of lulav? When the first day of Sukkot ends and you haven't taken a lulav. So do it the other way. When are you mevatel the mitzvah of tefillah?
You can't do it anymore.
Which is when? Just the make it up. It doesn't matter.
But when you die. No, seriously. No. There's a mitzvah to do it every single day of your life.
No, but I'm saying, this is my question. If there's a mitzvah to do it every single day, it means when the day ends and you haven't done it, you've been mevatel the mitzvah saseh on that day.
Right? After mincha of that day, you haven't done it.
Okay, depending on night or day. Okay, it's all interesting. I want to ask that question with respect to tefillin. That's the whole point of today. But to do it in the context of how we relate to mitzvah, let's ask ourselves, mitzvah of tefillin, without knowing anything. What do we think? What's the time frame? Once a day?
During the day.
Right, because we know. It's a secondary, it's not the core, right? We paskin Shabbos not, Yontif not, night not.
Yeah.
But is the mitzvah really, it's all the time, except here sometimes that you can't do it? Right, so that would be interesting with respect to women and tefillin.
There's a difference between can't do it and don't have to do it.
Huh?
There's a difference between can't do it and don't have to do it.
I mean, but what's your point?
If you have to fill it on in the evening, before it gets dark, and it gets dark, do you have to take them off?
Yes, you do.
Do you?
Yes, you do. Okay. I say that with great confidence.
No, I'm not questioning.
It's all right.
I don't know.
You had
this year,
and you got...
No, that's
what
I'm
saying.
The old serious thing on the spot.
Okay, so everybody's here is clear that now the question we're going to ask is how do we know? Meaning again, there's no. Let's look in the pasuk. Last week's pasuk says source number one.
Don't forget the Sfardim. A lot of people put on tefillin on mincha.
Okay. It's pretty cool. If we have time, we'll talk about that, because it sounds like a pretty good idea. Nobody here puts on tefillin at mincha. Why not? So presumably, because we think...
If you can't do a checklist...
No, but presumably we think that, well, we put it on in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right? The whole assumption of us not wearing tefillin at mincha is it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin once a day.
Was that because of Zrizu mitzvah, or because... Okay. Because there's some element about putting on.
So all issues that I'll give away this point now, and then we'll deal with it.
Spoiler alert.
There is right. Spoiler alert. There is an inherent connection between tefillin and Shema. Because tefillin in Shema it says Ukshatam laot al yadcha vayulotel tavot beinecha. So Chazal think there's an element of edut sheker. If you say, you know, when you say I should be doing this, but you're not doing it.
Oh, it's a shmad night also.
It rubs you wrong, but you can't put on tefillin at night. Okay? When does this play out? This is fascinating, by the way. What minhag was generated? I think the Rav started this, but it's a great idea. On Tisha B'Av, a lot of people have the minhag to say shma at mincha. Why?
Because you have tefillin on.
Because there's an inherent connection between you, because when you said shma in the morning, you weren't wearing tefillin. It's almost like there was something wrong with your Shema.
But what about the time? It's a time pass.
You got to do your best. Meaning, the point of wearing tefillin is to say, no, I really do see the connection, and I wasn't being dishonest this morning when I said, Ukshatam la'otal yadcha v'yotatavot b'nechah, and I wasn't wearing tefillin. Because obviously, every Shabbos we say it, every night we say it, we're not wearing tefillin. Okay. The Pasuk says in this past week's Parsha, you have to have a sign on your arm and a remembrance between your eyes. In order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth, literally. So the first, what's strange about the pasuk? There are two strange things about the pasuk. Go ahead.
No, there's nothing mentioned in terms of day or night.
This yeah, okay, that's easy. But,
well,
but
it's not the picha, it's on your hand and on your
okay,
hand.
So that's a strange thing. Mm-hmm. So the first strange thing I'll say is this pasuk gives us a reason for the mitzvah, which is unusual in the Torah. The word lema'an doesn't appear that often. Mm-hmm. Here the pasuk says, why do you put on tefillin? Lema'an tiyet tarat Hashem b'ficha. Meaning, when you put on tefillin, you're supposed to have in mind that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. And obviously it doesn't mean literally. It means that you're involved in, that you're connected to the Torah of Hashem. That's one unusual thing in the Pasuk. The other is, the Pasuk is grammatically unclear or like incorrect. It says it should be a sign for you so that the Torah of Hashem should be b'ficha. Ki biyad chazaka utziyacha Hashem mitzrayim. What's the real reason why you put on tefillin? Because God took you out of Egypt. So that you should remember the Torah. The order is strange, and it's so cool. The Ramban in source number 2 just changes the order. He says, "Vayalacha la'ot al yadcha luzikaron beinecha l'man tiyet rat Hashem b'ficha." Shiro, really, what it means is, "Vayalacha la'ot al yadcha luzikaron beinecha ki b'yad chazaka utiyacha Hashem mimitzrayim l'man tiyet rat Hashem b'ficha." Why do I wear tefillin? To remind me that God took me out of... I wear tefillin because God took me out of Mitzrayim. The purpose is so that I should remember the Torah. Okay, and now the Ramban says in the third line, Perush, the explanation is, Shetichtov al yadicha va'al bein einecha yitziat Mitzrayim. You have to write on your arm and your head, your bat yitziat Mitzrayim. V'tizkar ota tamid. That word tamid is sort of stands out. Right? Did the Ramban really read the pasuk to think that the mitzvah tefillin is all day? He's not giving you a halachic definition, but you can't miss the fact that he uses the word tamid. Leman shetiyet torat Hashem b'ficha lishmor mitzvotav v'torotav ki hu adonecha hapodcha mibeit avadim. The Ramban puts two ideas together. Yeah, we're supposed to remember all the time about the Torah and keeping the Torah. And tefillin helps us remind ourselves that God took us out of Mitzrayim, one of the reasons why we should keep the Torah. Nobody would think that reminding yourself of keeping the Torah is limited to once a day, or only during the morning, or only at night, right? That seems like a continuous mitzvah, and the Ramban seems to believe that the more you connect tefillin with Torah, the more tefillin might become, at least in theory, a mitzvah tmidit, an all-the-time mitzvah.
Maybe this is why we have Gemara stories of some of the time who are tefillin all day long.
Genius. I'm going to get there. It's the new yarmulke, I know.
Tiny tefillin. Huh?
You have tiny tefillin?
People wear all the time.
I have tiny socks.
You have small feet.
I have small feet. It's embarrassing. Okay. So there are people...
And you know, about people who have small feet.
Please. Please. It all comes back to Trump.
People have big feet.
Fine. Stop. We're not discussing tefillin now. The whole purpose of this shiur is so... Okay. Now, the core idea that I'm going to share, I just want to be clear, it appears in Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss has this idea, that's where I stole most of the sources from, but now we'll expand it and do more with it. Let's start as follows. The third source, in the Bir Halacha of Simon Lamed Zayin is where Tefillin appears in Aruch Chaim and Shulchan Aruch, he brings down what really is a fundamental machlokes ha'achronim. He says as follows, Ayein b'pri megadim, look in the Prima Gadim, Shem Mistapek, from the word Safek. The Prima Gadim has a Safek. Im min ha-Torah chayav kol hayom. Are you obligated? Is the mitzvah min ha-Torah tefillin an all-day long mitzvah? O min ha-Torah dai berega echad shem maniach. No. From the Torah, you have to wear tefillin once a day. That could be 30 seconds. Umi d'rabanan kol hayom. But Chazal came and said, no, you should really wear it all day. It gets better. Ubiflua achshav she'ein lanu guf naki. So he has as follows. Here's the possibility. Min haTorah, you have to wear tefillin all day long. Or no. Min haTorah... What? I can't let you talk anymore. The joke was inappropriate. Okay. Okay. Okay, fine, you can talk, but not now. Okay. Or, so one is min haTorah. You have to wear tefillin all day long, or no? Min haTorah, you have to wear tefillin for 1 minute. That's all it is, right? There's no real minimum, 1 second. Then Chazal came and said, no, really, you should try to wear tefillin all day. But then the minhag became that because we don't have guf naki, because it's hard to not have to go to the bathroom during the course of the day, and since you're supposed to really focus on the fact that you're wearing tefillin all the time, so kind of the minhag became to not wear tefillin all day long, and maybe the minhag became what our minhag is, which is we wear tefillin during shachris, and that's it. Okay? But in the end, he says, end of the second line, umasik, he concludes, de'ikaran shel dvarim, right, the core of the idea is de'im lo hiniach yom echad klal litfilin, bitel mitzvat aseh. Okay? The fact is, he says, what's clear is, if you went a day without wearing tefillin, you were mevatel a mitzvah aseh min haTorah of wearing tefillin. Ubehaniach rega alav, but if you put it on for 1 minute, not even shema, not even shmona esrei, now you put it on for 1 minute, kiyem ha-mitzvah. Okay, so his conclusion is as follows. That if you put it on for a minute, you're yotze. If you don't put it on for a minute and a day passes, you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh min haTorah. Okay? But he points out the obvious. Last full line, second to last line of that paragraph. Aval, mitzvah min hamuvchar min haTorah, lihiyotan alav kol hayom. But obviously, if you ask me, what does the Torah want? The Torah wants me to wear tefillin all day long. Okay? So now you have minimum is a minute, right? If you don't put it on, okay, minimum is a minute every day. If you don't put on tefillin in any given day, then you're mevatel mitzvah saseh. But, 1 second, but, he says, but clearly the Torah wants more than a minute. It's what he calls the mitzvah min hamuvchar. Okay? There's always the questions. Wait, so if it's not a minute, is it 2 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Is it a half an hour? Is it an hour? Right? if we want to try to quantify it, what do we do? Or how do we deal with that? Okay, clear? Mm-hmm. So the machlokes is, or the discussion is, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa? Right? Is it all day long? Is it just 1 minute?
Right.
But everybody seems to agree that it's a daily mitzvah. And if you didn't put on tefillin, and let's just assume right now, really you should wear tefillin as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Okay, but in the world that we live in, the safer thing to do is to wear tefillin only during davening. Yes?
There's one at Abis Chabad when they do the tefillin at the airport or the hotel.
Yeah, they just don't annoy you.
No, but I'm wondering if they think about it. I mean,
I'm sure not. I think it's just a way to identify. It's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right. I think they try to get you to say Shema if they can.
The brachos.
And the theory is, you could do a mitzvah whenever,
right.
It's...
That you've done something. Yeah.
I don't know that. I could be wrong. I don't understand Chabad philosophy. That's my understanding. Right. Yes.
I don't know if you'll touch upon the topic, but this is a deraita mitzvah. The cholamod question is a derabbanan.
We're not dealing with cholamod. That's just a question. You don't have to... that's the question. Is cholamod like yantif? In which case you're potter from tefillin. Or is it more like a regular day with some additional things, in which case you're chayv in tefillin?
I wear tefillin on Kol Moed.
Nobody in Israel does.
I know. And first day, Kol Moed Pesach, because that is, it mentions all the pesukim.
Okay, it's lovely, but here the minhag is otherwise.
I'm glad you like it. I do it just for you.
I have a friend who told me he didn't know anything. He always put on tefillin on Kol Moed. Mm-hmm. He was at the Kotel. He said they almost lynched him. Like the crowd gathered around him, don't do it at the Kotel. Really. Okay. So the minhag here is not to do it.
You don't do it since I've been in Israel.
But I don't want to, we're not talking about that. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch now in source number 4. How does the Mechaber cite this halacha? He says as follows. Mitzvatan lihiyotam alav kol hayom. That's the halacha. The mitzvah of tefillin is to wear them all day long. Aval mipnei shetzrichim gufnaki shelo yafiach bahem. He said, you can't pass gas when you're wearing tefillin. That's a terrible thing. Second, v'shelo yasiach da'ato mehem. You're supposed to, when you wear tefillin, you're supposed to be aware all the time that you're wearing tefillin. Right? That's why you're supposed to be memashmesh in your tefillin. Some people just do it. U'kshatam lo'ot al yadcha, v'yayun tadavot b'inecha. But as much as possible, you're supposed to remind yourself that you're wearing tefillin. So again, he says, the mitzvah is all day long. But since, practically speaking, it's hard to do that properly because, we can't keep our bodies clean and we can't focus, ve'ein kol adam yachol lizaher bahem, and not everybody could be careful, nahagu shelo lahanicham kol hayom. The minhag became not to wear them all day long. So, Rav Asher Weiss pointed this out, and it's such a great thing to see. He says, I don't get it. The Shulchan Aruch says, the mitzvah is to wear tefillin all day long, but the minhag is to not wear tefillin all day long. You don't get to make minhagim that are against the halacha. If he says, mitzvah san liyosan kalav kalayom, but nahagu shelo lahanicham kalayom, something has to give. The Shulchan Aruch can't say that. It's a bizarre thing to say.
Is it rational that the Torah would ask us to wear tefillin all day long when we have to live rational lives? It seems like an anomaly. I mean, I'm a carpenter. I'm an electrician.
Okay. Good. But let's put it this way. I am not a carpenter or an electrician. It surprises me that you are.
Well,
any
profession or vocation.
Really. But what I'm saying is, let's assume that was the case, right? You probably could still wear it longer, right? It's more of a philosophic thing. I agree with you. And interestingly, I didn't find this inside, but people tell the story. I believe it to be true. You start with, it's clear that in Jewish history, there was a time where people were tefillin much, much more than we do now. Okay? Then, as often happens, because like chumros lead to kulos and kulos lead to chumros, that people started realizing, I'm not doing it properly because if I'm at work, I'm not focused on the fact that I'm wearing tefillin, and maybe I'm not careful about my bodily needs and what have you, and the pendulum swung all the way back the other way. And the story is that when the Rush moved to Spain, he met frum people who never wore tefillin. Because they were machmir, they were so nervous that if they wore tefillin and they had a stray thought, or they wore tefillin and they had to go to the bathroom, or they wore, you know, that it was worse. So it's like one of these interesting things historically in Judaism where the, you know, now, and I don't know that it's a good thing, I saw it yesterday and that Friday, I passed a guy driving a car with his tefillin on. Like, I thought it was weird.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
You saw that guy? It's one guy who keeps driving around all day long?
Yeah. Well,
it's strange.
Also,
but you see what I'm saying? Like, in America, you never see a person out of shul, right, wearing tefillin. And here you do all, you see people outside talking on the phone. I once saw, my family, we were in Hebron. And I was like, wow, these people wear tefillin all day long. It's like unbelievable. They learn all the time. Then I was in the Makol, these people wearing tefillin. You know, they're shopping. Now, could you shop? We don't do it. But, you know, could you shop as a frum Jew and wear tefillin and have in mind? The carpenter thing I agree with completely. But it's a very interesting philosophic issue. So here you have this bizarre thing in the Mechaber where he says mitzvah is all day long, minhag is not. And then he finishes by saying, mikol makom. However, this sounds like a minimum. Tzarich kol adam li zaher bahem li yotam ala bishat kriyat shma utfila. That's kind of like what he paskins. It's essentially what he's saying is everybody could have the self-control and the focus and the discipline to wear tefillin during the recitation of kriyat shma and during the tefillah. Okay? And that's definitely where we are.
They found tefillin from the time of the Second Temple. They don't look like what we wear now.
Well,
you know,
they're from the Second Temple. They're kind of old. I saw, it's an interesting thing, I saw the picture of them, and you're right, you wouldn't know, they didn't even know they were tefillin. Here's the greatest thing about that. The greatest thing about that is people said, and I thought the same thing, I remember saying, open them up and see who's right, Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. Right, we could just look at the parshios and settle the machlokes. And then I realized this, it won't settle anything. Because if it's what we do, then we'll go, you see, we're right. And if it's not, we'll say, yeah, some sect that had to separate themselves from mainstream Judaism because they held the wrong way. Anyway, they can't figure out a way to open those tefillin without ruining them. They remain unopened. I think it's in.
They did that with the Dead Sea Scrolls. They have this way of doing it now.
Okay, but they. All I know is that, as far as I know, they have not opened,
anyway,
and they don't know what's in those.
But the shape was different.
My point being that they, you know, you think now of wearing tefillin all day. And
yes.
You spend your whole arm holding it on.
Yes.
What you had before was something that looked like a finger, strapped it on the arm, and it stayed there.
Okay, it's hard to know. Certainly, Ms. Lee made this point before. If you had tiny tefillin, right? You could, again, you wore long sleeves, no one would know that you were wearing tefillin shel yad. If you had a tiny tefillin, you wore a big yarmulke, right? No one would know. It's true. It's true. My feeling is it's harder for a tiny tefillin to be kosher because you have to write microscopically, you know. But there's also, there's clearly the case that there's been differences in the size of tefillin in Jewish history. My grandfather had like enormous tefillin. I think birds lived in this shel rosh. You know, it was big.
Yeah.
Right? You know, now we don't do that. I think it's easier to get them in the right place if they're on the smaller side. But, okay. Now, let's go on and talk about Teshitas HaRambam, where we're going to see something fascinating. Okay, let's forget about tefillin for a second. Go to source number 5. Everybody knows, we've talked about this before, that in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam gives you the halachos, but at the beginning of each book, beginning of each section of halacha, there's like an intro in which he says, here's how many mitzvos you will find in this sefer. Okay? So there's a sefer called Hilchot Tfilah Nisiyut Kapayim. It means davening and duchening. He put them together in one. And if you look in source number 5, the Rambam says, Hilchot Tfilah Birkat Kohanim, Yesh Bichlalan Shtei Mitzvot Aseh. There are, in this book, 2 mitzvot Aseh. Achat, 1, la'avod et Hashem b'chol hayom b'tfilah, to worship God every day through something called prayer. U'shniya, second mitzvah, levarech kohanim et Yisrael b'chol yom. Right, it's a mitzvah of duchening, of kohanim duchening. When are these mitzvahs? Every day. The Rambam says both of them, you couldn't miss it. The Rambam says both of them are B'chol yom. Okay, and then the Rambam expands on that in the first halacha of Hilchot Tefillah, bottom of the page. The Rambam says, "Mitzvat aseh lihitpalel b'chol yom." Okay? It doesn't say when, but it's clear that the mitzvah of tefillah is a daily mitzvah. Shenemar.
In the daytime, I'm sorry, is that...
No, I don't think you have to say the daytime. Okay. I think when he says b'chol yom, he means in every 24-hour period. Shenemar va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. Now, interestingly, the pasuk of va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem does not describe anything as a daily mitzvah. Right? The source of the mitzvah of tefillah is a pasuk of va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. I'm just pointing out, you don't see anything in that pasuk that identifies it as a daily mitzvah. Okay? Or the pasuk of Birkat Kohanim, Ko tivarchu et b'nei Yisrael amor lohem. Okay, once a day, once an hour, once a week, once a month, once a year, right? It's not there. But somehow the Rambam decided that va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem, mi pi ha'shmua lamdu, Chazal learned from that, she'avodah zohi tefillah. That worshiping God in this context means davening. Shenamra ula avdo b'chol avchem va'amru chachamim. This is just the drasha. Ezo hi avodah shebaleiv. What does it mean to worship God in your heart? Zot tefillah. That's prayer. And then the Rambam says, ve'ein minyan hatfilot min haTorah. The number of times that you pray every day. That's not d'oraisa. Ve'ein mishnah tefillah zot min haTorah. And the text of prayer, that's not d'oraisa. Ve'ein litfilah zman kavua min haTorah. And the times during the day in which you pray, that's also not d'oraisa. So let's just understand the Rambam Shita. The Rambam basically says, there's a mitzvah min haTorah to pray once a day. Not shachris, not mincha, not marv. There's a mitzvah to pray in whatever form, in whatever way, at whatever time, once a day. By the way, just we've talked about this before, but it's something that I think about a lot. We have, you know, we now, if you ask anybody, what's the mitzvah to daven, they'll say, shachris, mincha, marv. So the Rambam doesn't say that. And more than that, the Rambam says that it's avodah shebaleiv. I think it's possible, and I think I've done this sadly in my life, that I've davened shachris, mincha, marv during a day and not been yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of worshiping God in my heart. Which means really connecting to God in a way. I said all the words.
It's hard to quantify.
I said it's hard to qualify, not to quantify, because that's exactly the point. I said all the words, but the mitzvah is avodah shebaleiv. Right? What? Okay. The mitzvah is connecting to God. Now, there's another part of this. It often happens, or it sometimes happens, that a person is unable to really daven. Okay, you're in the hospital, you're hooked up to all these things. The idea of saying Shemona Esrei is really out of the question. But there are moments during the day where you feel okay. I think we make a big mistake. Instead of saying, listen, you're sick, you don't have to daven, which is, you don't have to daven Shachas Min Chamar, which is true, but if you have 30 seconds during the course of a day in which you could focus and you could talk to God in whatever form, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And I think, again, there's a good example of a chumrah that became a kula. Right? The chumrah was daven shachris mincha marv. What came out of that occasionally is that you're not really doing the mitzvah d'oraisa, which is much easier to do and is doable in English. Right? And might be doable only in your heart. But it's a genuine, you know, real connection to God in which you ask Him for something, you acknowledge His existence. The details don't matter to me. Okay? But now let's come back to our issue.
Quick question.
Yeah.
During the tkufa of the pandemic, dash, was this still the same mitzvah?
Yeah, these things don't change.
This didn't change. You know, tefillah was an obligation.
So you say, like, right, so in Bayis Rishon, when no one ever really heard of Shachris Mincha Marv, yeah, they had to daven. Karbonos, what went on in the Beit HaMikdash. And separately, I think you just, you know, look, everybody agrees that until, you know, Anshe Knes Sagdola, there was no Shemona Esrei. So, yeah, I think Rambam says very clearly, people made up their own prayers. When it became harder in the exile and people lost the language facility and they spoke, the Rambam basically said at some point people started speaking a mixture of languages and they lost the ability to formulate prayer properly. So then Anshe Knes Sagdola stepped in.
So okay? Did the Korban take the place of tefillah for people to take out take them off the hook?
No, I don't think so. The carbon, you know, took the place. The carbon was us as a group relating to God through the mitzvah of the Tzmidim. But I think the Rambam would say that the pasuk of Va'avadatem et Hashem Elokeichem, that you have to daven every day, that's applied since the Torah was given. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa unrelated to the Beit HaMikdash. Just they used to do it differently. And I think in the end, I think to myself, they used to do it differently, they used to do less, but maybe better. Because they weren't locked into a sitter, and you know, I'm not trying to get rid of the sitter, God forbid. Is it related at all?
Huh? In the Denver or in the United States, you don't say Birchas Kohanim every day, except...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here,
they say it every day.
Good, yeah.
Why, what's the difference? Why?
I'd rather not talk about it, but it's a big question. Okay, 2 minutes on this. It's a fascinating question.
Rav Cook.
The Ramah.
Okay. Everybody's wrong.
You gotta have something to agree.
Everybody's wrong.
Okay.
But
you've got the answer.
You gonna try?
There must be a reason why Bruce lets me, you know. Okay? It's one of the fascinating questions of the world, and it does relate to this, because the Rambam says that Birkat Kohanim is a mitzvah b'chol yom. So, a lot of people want to know, how did it happen that we stopped doing it every day in Chutz La'aretz? The common answer that's given is, you know, you have to be Mevarech et Amo Yisrael bi Ahava, and in Chutz La'aretz we're not happy, we don't have the love. We don't have the love except for, okay? Fascinating. There's talk about Kulos that turn into Chumros and Chumros that turn into Kulos. The Beis Yosef quotes the following theory. He says that Kohanim, because they're very holy people, started going to mikvah before they duchen. Okay, it's a lovely chumrah. And then, like in Europe, it's cold during the winter. And so they got this thing, you can't duchen unless you go to mikvah. And you can't go to mikvah because it's freezing cold. So they stopped doing it in the winter. And then the minhag became, you know what, we'll only do it, you know, on the Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Beis Yosef says, that's insane. You know, he says, that's what's called a chumrah to asli de kula. You made up a chumrah that's not true, which I have to duchen. I'm talking to you. Okay? You made this chumrah. Okay? No, but you did it. Okay? And it turns to a kula. So nobody really knows. The story is, so how did it happen here? The Talmidei HaGra. Yes. The Gra said, this is ridiculous, we have to change the minhag. Now, why didn't the Gra change it in Vilna? Why did only the Talmidei HaGra change it in Israel?
It's very cold.
So the story is that the Gra had a plan, like the next day he was going to make an announcement, and there was a fire, a big fire. So he held off, and he's going to do it again, and there was another big fire. And the Gra said, God is telling me something. God, you know, God is telling me something. But it's interesting, sometimes you go up to the Golan, when you go up north, They don't duchen every day.
That's correct.
The Talmidei HaGra didn't get there.
Yeah, yeah. So and Shabbat Shachri, they did not duchen.
Okay, no, some places don't duchen in the week at all.
Oh, okay.
In Tzfat, I was in a shul recently where they didn't daven Shachri, they just duchen Musaf.
Right.
But okay, so they're duchening once a day.
So only on Shabbat?
I don't know there, but I've been in, like, I was in a kibbutz up north, and, you know, I was waiting for duchening. They just
but
didn't
on
duchen.
Star Trek and Planet Vulcan. It has gone off planet.
I'm not sure.
Long
everybody knows that letter.
Yeah, everybody knows the letter Nimu thing. In fact, I could do it also. I'm not, you know. Okay, I could do either hand one at a time. I don't do both together because I know that I'll explode if that happens. Okay, so now the Rambam is very. Let's come back to the point. The Rambam is exceptionally clear in his definition. The mitzvah of tefillah is daily. The mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is daily. Okay? What does he say about tefillah? Flip over. You know what? Before that. Okay. How does the Rambam know? No. Flip over, but before the tefillah thing. Okay? Yeah. How does the Rambam know that davening is daily when the pasuk just says Ula Avdo B'chol Levavchem? It doesn't have any reference to a time period. How does the Rambam know that duchening is daily when the pasuk just says kotevach et bnei Yisrael amor lahem? How does he know? It's a big, big discussion. The most famous explanation can be found in source number 6. Flip back or over or again. Okay, the Kesef Mishnah says the following. The Da'at Rabbeinu, by the way, the Kesef Mishnah, who grew up to be
the
Beis Yosef, who grew up to be the Mechaber, right? Yes, okay. Says, the Da'at Rabbeinu, the idea in the Rambam, Shem Mitzvat Asei Min HaTorah Lehitpalel B'chol Yom. The Rambam decided that the mitzvah is every day. How does he know? Mima Shekatuv Va'avadatem At Hashem. Now, how does he know it has to be b'chol yom? So here's the theory: she'im eina b'chol yom, if it's not every day, ulay navo lomar shehi pam achat b'chol yamav. He says, what's the alternative? If it's not going to be a daily mitzvah, what? It's once in your life. V'zeh mima shelo yisbaleu adat. That's not acceptable. No intelligent person could imagine that the Torah gives me a mitzvah that I'm going to do once in my lifetime. V'im kein, if that's the case, that the alternative can't be true, it can't be that you have to put on tefillin once in your life, it can't be that you have to daven once in your life. Im kein, al karchach, against our will, ha-chiyuv hu lehitpalel b'chol yom. Right? So, it's a great idea. The Kesef Mishnah says there is no source, really, that you have to daven every day. But there's no alternative.
Well, there is an alternative. Just like Shabbos once a week, you could say that davening is once a week. He's using arbitrary time period of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, you get married once. You don't have to get married multiple times. There's as many mitzvahs at once.
You're doing so well. I just completely blew it. No. There are circumstantial mitzvahs, right? I could only notify. I only put up a mezuzah once in my life.
Bris Mila,
right? Okay, Bris Mila is the Yom HaShmini. But no, contingent mitzvahs could, of course, be only once in your life. But this is not contingent or unconditional, right? Those are not once in your life. There's no mitzvah like that. The Kesef Mishnah is basically saying there's no mitzvah like that in the Torah. That the Torah says to you, you have to do the following. And you have your whole life to do it.
Right in your Torah.
Huh?
Right in your Torah.
Is, no.
What do you call it? Fijon Aben. Is that something that continues? Like?
But so is Bris Mila. But that's because you have to do it once and then it's done. Right? There's a mitzvah that you fulfill. That could only be once. The circumstances are such. I only moved into a house once, so I only put up a mezuzah once. Right? Those are all of your examples.
How about like Hakel?
Huh?
Hakel.
But Hakel has a time frame in the Torah. It tells you.
Two times.
No. It tells you, Hakel has a time frame in the Torah. What he's saying is, the Kesef Mishnah is saying, here's the rule. If the Torah tells you to do something, and it doesn't tell you how often to do it, it means daily. Okay? Now, there's a better example that you didn't think of, where the Torah doesn't tell us how often, and we say yearly. Anybody? 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 Zechiras Amalek. We read Pasha Zachar once a year, but that's cheating. I'll tell you why I'm cheating. I know this. Because we tie Zechiras Amalek to the prohibition of Lo Tishkach. And in Halacha, the idea is just like Avelut goes a year, we think a year is a cycle in which, beyond which, you forget. But if you do it once a year, okay, but you could agree or disagree. I think the Shabbos example is not a good example because things that are once a week, the Torah tells us are once a week, right? So it's obvious that. But anyway, the Kesef Mishnah's fallback position, which is interesting and gets quoted widely, although maybe it's not 100% compelling, is if the Torah tells you to do something and it doesn't tell you how often to do it, it's a daily mitzvah. Okay? Now, that's great, and we would say we figured it out. We don't love it, but the Kesef Mishnah explained why the Rambam thinks that tefillin is a daily mitzvah. The problem is, it appears that the Rambam doesn't think that tefillin is a daily mitzvah. And how do I know? Because we've seen, flip back for a second. Again, we saw that in source number 5 in the Koteret Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says two mitzvahs, la'avodat Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah, l'varek konim et Yisrael, at Yisrael b'chol yom. So now let's look at tefillin. The Rambam is nothing if not consistent. Says the Rambam in source number 7 in the Kotech Vilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah, all three are together, but we're just going to focus on the two mitzvahs of Tefillin. He says, Hilchot Tefillin Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah, Yesh Bichlalan Chamesh Mitzvot Aseh, you know, three others that we're not interested in, V'Zeh Pirtan Aleph, lihiyot tfilin al harosh, bet lekoshram al hayad. Right? He counts us, and we don't talk about that, but yes, the Rambam has two separate mitzvahs. What's missing? What's missing? Oh, come on. It should have said, lihiyot tfilin al harosh b'chol yom. Lekoshram al hayad b'chol yom. Right? We've seen that's how the Rambam describes daily mitzvahs, and he doesn't do it here. Similarly, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, again, I'm salvaging it because this is a shir in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos number Yud Bet, in source number 8, he says, V'hamitzvah ha-Yud Bet, he shet tzivanu l'haniach tefillin shel rosh, v'amor yitala v'ayul otal tavot b'inecha. He doesn't say l'haniach tefillin shel rosh b'chol yom. Okay? Now, just a side point, but because it's interesting, if you notice in 7, not only are there two different mitzvos, but there are two different mitzvos with two different descriptions. Right? What's tefillin shel rosh? Lihiyot tefillin al harosh. Not to put it on, but for it to be on your head. What's tefillin shel yad? Likoshram, to tie it on your arm. Right? That's clearly where we got the Nusach HaBrachos. Right? Lahaniach tefillin al mitzvah tefillin. Okay, but that's not our point. What's missing in the Rambam is the description of tefillin being once a day. Okay? Now, let's look at another mitzvah in the Rambam that's also kind of missing a time frame. And that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay? Let's ask ourselves, what's the time frame for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Couldn't hear? Okay, all the time. So they were all very bad people, because we don't learn 24 hours a day. I myself, sorry to admit this, I sleep, and I do even less valuable things with my time. Okay? So, am I mevatel a mitzvah sasei? What's exactly going on? So it turns out that Talmud Torah is something that more or less has maybe a minimum and a maximum. Okay, the maximum is easy. V'hagita bo yomam balayla. Right? Interesting to note that while that's a pasuk, where's that a pasuk? Anybody know? Everybody thinks it's in Dvarim someplace. Yeah, it's not.
Then it should be.
It's not. It's in Sefer Yoshua. It's not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah.
Wow.
Okay? You learned something. Okay? Look at 9. The Gemara Menachos, famous Gemara Menachos, Tzadi Tesom, it says as follows. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's interesting because Rav Shimon ben Yochai is the guy who says you have to learn all the time in a different Gemara, but here he says, Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyat shema shachrit va'arvit. All you do is say shema in the morning and shema at night. Kiyem lo yamush. You were yotzei the mitzvah of lo yamush sefer atar zemi picha. V'hagita bo yomam v'layla. Right? That's really kind of a shocking thing. And now an interesting philosophic or educational machlokes. V'davar ze asur la'omro b'fnei amei haaretz. Right? You can't tell that to ignorant people, because then they'll do it. V'rava amar mitzvah la'omro b'fnei amei haaretz. No, you should tell them. Because otherwise, then they'll do it. Otherwise, they'll be crushed. You know, you go, the mitzvah is 24 hours a day, I'm out. Right? But the minimum is Shema in the morning, Shema at night, and then, okay? So it turns out that we don't really have a time frame for Talmud Torah. Okay? Not necessarily. It's hard to define. In fact, Rav Asher Weiss has this great story. It's really a lovely story. He says, what's the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So he says, when the Chazon Ish came to Israel, he wasn't famous yet. He wasn't the Chazon Ish, okay? He used to take walks in the afternoon, in like somebody's vineyard, I believe. And the guy met him, and so he had nothing to talk about. So the guy said to him, you know, learnich, like, do you learn? So the Chazon Ish said, venichab tzeit, when I have time, learnich, I learn. So Rav Asher said, that's the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When you have time, you learn. And he said, the question is, okay, how do you arrange your priorities? How do you lead your life so that you have time to learn? Okay, now.
I think that a farmer told him he should spend more time learning and less.
That's true. It worked.
Yeah,
it worked. He became the Chazon Ish. Okay, Look at source number 10. Now, here's the Rambam. Again, what we're clear in the Rambam is that he does not identify the mitzvah of tefillin as being a daily obligation. On the other hand, let's look at this source number 10. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf Hei. Says the Rambam, Kedushat Tefillin, Kedushatan Gidolahi. The holiness of tefillin is great. Shekolzman Shatfilin Birosho Shaladam Va'alzro'o. Whenever you're wearing tefillin, when it's on your head and on your arm, Hu Anav, the person is modest, he's humble. V'yarei Shamayim, and he fears God. Ve'eino nimshach bischok uvisichat betela. He doesn't get involved in joking around. He doesn't gossip. He doesn't, you know. Ve'eino meharher machshavot ra'ot. He doesn't think inappropriate thoughts. Right? Like tefillin is magic, but it's true for us. Right? When you wear tefillin, you're a better Jew. Because you're wearing tefillin, and you're aware of the fact that you have to focus on certain things, and you have to not think about other things, and maybe when you wear tefillin, you don't check your phone, and you don't do these other things, and you don't surf the net. Ela mifa, third line, ela mifaneli bo bidivrei ha'emet v'hatzedek. You clear your mind and focus only on truth and justice. Okay? So here you have not a description of the mitzvah, but a description of what the mitzvah does to you. Right? It's a very strange Rambam. It's not halachic even. The Rambam's like making an observation that tefillin is holy. Why is it so holy? Because when you wear tefillin, you're a holier version of yourself. It's true. Second you take off tefillin, you're speaking Lashon Hara, you're doing all the other things. But when you're wearing tefillin, you're aware of God's presence, right? You know, L'man tia tarat Hashem b'ficha. The Rambam doesn't quote that pasuk, but it seems like wearing tefillin transforms you into a better version, a more religious version of yourself.
Shouldn't sense it do that also?
One second. Third line in the middle. Lefikach, tzarich adam lehishtadel, lihiyotan alav kol hayom. Here's the line. Shem mitzvatan kachi. What's the mitzvah in the Rambam? The mitzvah is to wear tefillin as much as you can. Liyotan, that therefore, lefika, let's say, tzarich adam lihishtadel. The Rambam doesn't to try. The Rambam doesn't say, tzarich adam lihishtadel likrot kriyat shema pamayim biyom. No, it's you have to do it. The Rambam doesn't say, tzarich adam lihishtadel lachol matzah b'leil ha-seder. The Rambam says, chayav adam lachol matzah b'leil. No, but here, tzarich adam lihishtadel liyotan alav kol hayom, shemitzvatan kachi, which I understand to mean that the mitzvah is to wear tefillin as much as possible. That's the definition in the Rambam. Let's keep going. Now we get to Bruce's point. Amru alav al Rav Talmido shel Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Rav was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Shekol yamav, all his life, lo ra'uhu shehalach arba amot below Torah, o below tzitzit, o below tefillin. Right, that's how great he was. Now, ask Rav Asher Weiss, and it's a great question. It's so insightful. He says, well, if the mitzvah was that you had to wear tefillin all day long, they wouldn't quote Rav as being such a great guy because he wore tefillin all day long. Because that's the mitzvah. Right? If the mitzvah is to learn Torah all day long, then what's so great about Rav that he learned Torah all day long? If the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis all day long, what's so great about it? The point is, right, that this is beyond what a normal person can do. And this is beyond what the Torah demands of you. Okay? How does that work? Let's look at tzitzis for a second. So the real halacha of tzitzis is what? If you're wearing a four-cornered garment during the day, you're obligated to put strings on it. Now, we have upped the ante for that mitzvah. We now wear four-cornered garments intentionally so that we're obligated to do the mitzvah. And we want to do it all day long. You don't have to, but that's become the standard. And the Gemara says a person who doesn't do that, what's called bi'idan rischo, when God gets angry at you, it's going to punish you. You know, you could go your whole life without wearing tzitzis, technically speaking. But it's a terrible way to live. Why? They don't need it. Okay. Why? So look in source number 11. the Torah tells us as follows. Pesukim we all know. V'hayalachem litzitzit, uri item oto uzechartem et kol mitzvot Hashem v'asitem otam. You wear them, you remember God. V'lo tatur acharei lebavchem v'acharei nechem asher tov zimachem. They'll transform you. You'll be a more religious version of yourself if you wear tzitzis. And here it comes. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'item kedoshim leichem. Why do I wear tefillin? So that I'll remember all the mitzvot of Torah. It's another strange usage of the word leman. Remember I told you the Torah rarely tells you the reason for the mitzvah? Tefillin, leman tiyet tarat Hashem b'ficha. Tzitzis, leman tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai. There are mitzvot that within the Torah the purpose is clear. I wear tefillin so that I'll become a more religious version of myself. I wear tzitzis so that I'll become a more religious version of myself. There's a connection, right? And of course it's true about Torah as well. The whole point is the more Torah that I learn, the better person that I'll be. So what we're doing is taking tefillin out of the usual definition of mitzvot and moving it to another place. Watch this. Source number 12. You never find this in other mitzvahs, I don't think. It says the Mechaber in Simon Lamed Zayin, the same Simon about tefillin. Gadol schar mitzvah tefillin. Right? The reward for wearing tefillin is great. V'chol mi she'eino manicham hu bichlal poshe Yisrael begufan. A person who doesn't wear tefillin is like he's rebelling against God with his own body. It means that tefillin is a more important mitzvah. Why? So, here's the theory. The theory is that tefillin doesn't fall into the regular category of mitzvahs that are defined by time. And in fact, according to the Rambam, I would submit, as crazy as this sounds, that if you went a full day without wearing tefillin, but for whatever the acceptable reason is, you were not mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Because he doesn't see tefillin as a daily mitzvah. He sees tefillin as a mitzvah that you should do as much as you can. That's the definition of tefillin. Now why? Because it's a transformative mitzvah. It's not like lulav. It's not like matzah. It's leman tiyet tarat Hashem b'ficha. It's just like we've adopted for tzitzis. Nobody in the world that I know of, although maybe there are people like this, you know, puts on tzitzis just for davening. There must be people who do. I shouldn't exaggerate.
Or you have people that wear just a talus.
Okay, fine. But what I'm saying is, we know that the point is tefillin isn't necessarily connected to davening. I'm sorry, tzitzis isn't necessarily connected to davening. Tzitzis isn't necessarily connected to it every day. Tzitzis is as much as possible. Because why? The Torah says when you wear tzitzis, you'll be reminded. Says the Rambam, tefillin is not every day. Tefillin is as much as possible. Why? Because when you wear tefillin, it changes who you are. And this, I think, also gives us a window to a new category of mitzvahs. We're so used to looking at mitzvahs and saying, okay, what's the time frame? Right? It's once a month because it's Rosh Chodesh. It's every Shabbos because, right? It's once a year because it's Parsha Zachar. It's whatever date the Torah gave us on holidays. It's belief in God and fear of God and the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Those are all the time. What about a category of mitzvahs, which is as much as you can?
Changes the possible.
Right? Why would that be a category of mitzvahs? Because the Torah told us that the purpose of tefillin is leman tiyet Torat Hashem b'ficha. Well, who doesn't want Torat Hashem b'fihu all day long? Which is why I think, going back to the first source, the Ramban said tamid. Intuitively, the Ramban understood that you want to wear tefillin as much as you can. Now, ask me a question, which is, aren't I advocating for the wearing of tefillin at mincha at least? Right? That's a hard one. I could tell you that in Yeshivat HaRetzion, when I was a Talmud, some guys, you know, started wearing tefillin at mincha. And Rav Amital Zatzal said, aren't they at all curious as to why, like, Rav Lichtenstein and I don't wear tefillin at mincha, but they do? Right? There is this whole thing of yuhara and showing off, right? It's clear the minhag amongst Ashkenazim, at least, is not to wear tefillin at mincha. So part of the halachic process is to ask yourself, what are you saying about yourself? I'm not taking a stand. What are you saying about yourself when you wear tefillin at mincha and you're the only white guy in the shul doing it, right? What you're saying about yourself is that I'm on a higher, it's a very public statement, I'm on a higher level than other people. But, one second, I'm on a roll. But, and this I feel strongly about, if we really believe in the Shita Sarambam, so if you grab another minute after davening, if you put on your tefillin, I've now started doing this, putting on tefillin as early as I can in the morning, like trying to come early and learn with my tefillin on, and leave my tefillin on after davening, even if it's just for a minute or two, that's the Rambam statement. It shows, if I wasn't a carpenter, I'd wear tefillin all day long. If it wasn't for the fact that I don't have self-control, and I can't, you know, I'd wear tefillin all day long. But I think it's an extra kiyum in the mitzvah. If you believe that this is the Shitas HaRambam, then the difference between taking tefillin off before Aleinu and after Aleinu is huge. Because one is a statement that I really believe I want to wear my tefillin as much as I can. So it's true, you know, if you have to take off your tefillin, you take off your tefillin. But on days where we don't have to take off our tefillin, I really feel like if you could squeeze out another minute, another 5 minutes, that's the Shitas HaRambam. That's transformative. That's a statement, I think. That's a statement that says, I would like to be the kind of person for whom the Torah is something that I'm conscious about and I think about. I think it philosophically, the mitzvah of tefillin in the Rambam is much more significant than we give it credit for.
Did we show that you don't wear tefillin at night?
No, we didn't talk about it at all.
Okay, it's okay.
That's a gufnaki thing. That's okay. A gzeira.
All right.
Why not give benefit of the doubt and suggest the person maybe wake up too late? He's putting tefillin for the first time now, not Aura.
That's horrific. You're saying instead of him showing off, he's basically saying, I'm a clown.
No, he had to work. He had to work, and
I'll explain something else. This is a mistake that people make. If you, let's say, God forbid, you slept late, right? So put on tefillin at 11 a.m. There's no reason to wait for mincha. It's unrelated. It's reason makdim in the mitzvah. Put on tefillin then. Say shema. Say tehillim. Mm-hmm. Say whatever you want.
I think you can sharpen what you're saying by using the fact that we don't put on tefillin on Shabbat because Shabbat is an ot, and therefore we say that tefillin is an ot, that there's a category of mitzvah that is an ot. It's exactly what you're saying, but it's buttressing it with the Shabbat, you know, and because there's no need, but otherwise there is a need.
Also, Rabbi Alfasi himself puts on Rabbi Tom to fill in downstairs, and some other people follow suit as a way of putting on a different.
I'm not saying anything about Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I think it's a lovely, wonderful thing to do. That's not tied to the Shitas HaRambam. That's something completely different. I'm not here next week, and I'm not sure. I'm getting back the Monday, the next Monday after. I'm not sure about the next Tuesday. Definitely not this coming week.
Okay.
Then we can negotiate.
I will be here. What? Machmir. There's a chumrah to be more stringent.
Everything right.